You've probably seen this story on the internet. An orca whale gives birth, but the baby dies a short time later. The mom refuses to let the corpse sink and instead nudges it through the water for an unprecedented 17 days. The grieving mother struck a chord around the world. Killer whale biologist Deborah Giles with the University of Washington is on the phone. Deborah, I know there's some bittersweet news here regarding the mother orca. What's the latest?
The latest is that she has let it go. So, yeah, as you say, it's bittersweet.
What is the fact that the mother orca let go of her calf tell you?
That's hard to answer. The fact is that the body was coming apart. So either she was, ready mentally to give up her calf, or there was becoming less and less for her to hang on to.
Was this mother whale grieving, or are we anthropomorphizing her?
Well, in my personal opinion, I don't think there's any reason in the world to think that she wasn't grieving. But then I know her as an individual. I remember when her first calf was born, and I remember seeing her with her first calf, and she was a really good, attentive mother.
Do you know whether once this baby orca died and the mother orca began pushing her through the water, did scientists observe any reactions from other whales in the pod?
It's believed that her family was trying to feed her, so bringing her fish. Her previous calf, who was born in 2010, was often seen swimming near his mom.
Do we know why the baby orca died?
We do not. Studies from the fecal hormones from Dr. Sam Wasser's lab, which is one of the research projects I'm proud to be a part of, we had a paper come out last year that showed 69% of pregnancies are lost before the calf is viable. That's a huge number of lost pregnancies, and that's very, very clearly linked to the lack of nutrition.
Are those statistics, do they relate to this particular pod or
it's very, very specific to this pod.
You mentioned nutrition as being an issue. What's going on?
So this population of killer whales is very, very, very honed in on Chinook salmon. And the Chinook salmon runs throughout the entire southern resident killer whale range are pretty much decimated.
Is the lack of Chinook or the shortage of Chinook in the inland waterways, is it a result of overfishing?
That is definitely one of the causes of the problem. So overfishing, the fisheries practices throughout this region are, in my opinion, need to be reexamined from Southeast Alaska all the way down to Northern California. And then other things like rivers that have been dammed and industrial waste being still dumped into river systems. We've got the city of Victoria in BC, Canada, which is just, I'm looking at Vancouver Island, and their sewage system is such that they're still dumping raw sewage into the Salish Sea. So all of these, I've just barely scratched the surface of what the problem, where the problems are coming from. It's not one answer.
My final question is, were you surprised by the strong reactions around the world to this mother orca and how she treated her dead baby?
I have been struck by the outpouring of interest from around the world. I'm not surprised given how special these animals are. And I feel like if anybody around the world, if they got to learn about this population, they would fall in love with them as much as those of us who live here and get to work with them. I feel like the world is galvanized behind this population in a way that they weren't before. And again, it's because they just didn't know how amazing this population was.
Deborah Giles is a killer whale biologist with the University of Washington. She's been speaking to us from Snug Harbor in the San Juan Islands. Thanks so much.
Thank you.